Hi everyone,
Hello
good
everyone,
morning.
and thank you for joining today's webinar, Predicting Hospital Length of Stay Using SQL Server and R Services. Our presenter for today is Bharat Sankar Narayan, Principal Program Manager, and Carl Sarofim, Data Scientist at Microsoft. Before we begin, I'd like to cover a few housekeeping items. Today's presentation will run for about an hour. The webinar is being recorded and will be available on demand within 48 hours. A copy of today's presentation and a link to the recording will be sent to you via email once the files are available. If you have any questions during the webcast, please enter your question in the Q&A widget to the left of your screen and click Submit. We'll try and get through as many questions as we can during the live broadcast. With that, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Bharat.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the webinar. Rahi, thanks for the introductions. Again, my name is Bharat Sankar Narayan, and I'm a program manager in the machine learning group in Microsoft. And along with me, I have Carl Sarofim, who's the data scientist, who will be co-presenting along with me. Before we get started, I wanted to spend a few minutes to understand the audience that we have for today, and I want to have a few questions that we'd like to ask you folks that I would like to understand before we move forward. So I have presented to you your experience level with machine learning, and I'll give about 30 seconds for you to answer these, and then I have one more question that will help us gauge the audience. Okay, I'm going to quickly look at the results over here, and I'm sharing this with you. It looks like we have a good distribution of folks in here who are currently learning, and there is also a lot of folks in here who have said that they are very familiar, but they haven't applied it. And then there are folks who have said that they are familiar and have applied it before, which is great. And then we also have some experienced folks in here and also some folks who are learning. So this is great. So let's move on to the next question that I would like to understand. We would like to understand your familiarity with R and R server. So I'll give another 30 seconds for the audience to respond. All right, let's look at the responses for this one. This is really good. We have a lot of folks who are familiar with both SQL and R server, and we have a good amount of folks who are familiar but not with SQL but not with R, and we have a small percentage of folks who are actually new. This is good because this helps us actually to make the webinar more tailored to this audience. Thank you. And before we get started, I'd just like to go through what advanced analytics in Microsoft is, and then we'll dive right in. We typically do not plan our visits to the hospital, and it's something that we don't enjoy typically, but we're often thrilled to get out. So today we're going to show how predictive analytics and machine learning is making healthcare organizations run more efficiently and focus on providing excellent treatment for their patients while reducing costs. Let's look at the how advanced analytics in Microsoft is approached. We have three tenets in here. We work with what you have. We bring in all the AI-driven innovation that we have been using within Microsoft over several decades and bringing that to you. And the third tenet, which we'll be focusing today, is actually bring in solutions that accelerate time to value. These are the top three tenets, and with that, let's spend some time talking about the solutions, how the gamut actually is. We have solutions that are tailored towards Microsoft R. We work with SQL Server and all the way up to Cortana Intelligence. Again, for today's webinar, the focus is going to be on leveraging Microsoft R with SQL Server. So what are machine learning solution templates? The machine learning solution templates demonstrate how we build end-to-end machine learning solutions. They help data scientists to accelerate the building and deployment of solutions. Further, they also help business decision makers to see the business impact and quickly make decisions. These solution templates are also built with data science virtual machines, which a webinar was presented earlier this month. And it really uses the one-click deployment. Pretty much you press a button and then you have a few pages to answer and the solutions get deployed. That's how easy it is. Now let's dive into the prediction hospital length, predicting the hospital length of stay. This solution, as I introduced, predicts how long a patient is likely to stay from the time he or she is admitted into the hospital until they are discharged. And it uses various medical information about the patient from the time that they have actually joined the hospital to predict how long they are going to stay. What this helps really is to help the hospital administrative staff to make decisions on how to staff the personnel needed in the various hospitals and specific wards, which is very critical for them because they need to provide the best available care during the patient's stay. This solution demonstrates how you can apply machine learning and advanced analytics using SQL Server with R services by taking advantage of in-database analytics that was introduced in SQL Server 2016 last June. If you had installed SQL Server 2016, you have the option of enabling SQL Server with R services that provides you the ability to for SQL Server to interact with R. Now let's look at what are the challenges with this hospital length of stay. Some of the common challenges that you face are oftentimes you don't have the ability to move data from where it lives. In this case, all of the data would live in SQL Server. Moving data around for performing analytics would not be possible in some environments, and typically because patient data is considered PII and you wouldn't have that ability. And then you also need to have the capability of performing analytics where the data lives, and also it's more efficient that way. In that way, you don't have to move the data back and forth. Lastly, the available open source algorithms are limited to memory. There is no parallel execution, and you cannot execute where the data resides. How do we solve that? We solve that with SQL Server with R services. SQL Server with R services provides you ability to do in-database analytics together with SQL Server. It performs advanced analytics together with where your data lives, so you're actually executing it in the same place where your data resides, making it far more efficient. You also have the ability to embed R scripts within SQL. So for those of you who are familiar with SQL Server and familiar with stored procedures and who are a SQL developer, it makes it very easy to call these R scripts from there. Lastly, the parallel processing and the memory limitations that you encounter are no longer in place with this, because we have actually allowed you to we have put in intelligence in there to allowing you to remove these memory limitations, making it very highly scalable. So let's look a little bit of how we do this. For those of you who are familiar or not familiar, here is a quick review of this. We take the best of open source and Microsoft innovation. We take all of the community contribution to our packages. The Microsoft R server is built on top of CRAN-R or the open source R. We add to that all of the battle-tested machine learning algorithms and the deep learning algorithms that have been tested and used within Microsoft. And lastly, we allow you to scale your analytics with parallelized remote execution functions, thus allowing you to take the same bit of code that you write on your client workstation and allowing it to execute, say, on a remote compute context. We'll be seeing more of that in the presentation to come. So now let's look at the hospital length of stay and spend a little bit of time understanding what is the type of data set that we're actually using in here. As you can see, the data set in here is about 28, I believe, and we have about 27 variables, if you will, or data fields that actually come from the raw data, and then we've added one data called the length of stay, which is what we would like to predict. And this is, as you can imagine, the amount of data in terms of the number of columns to process is fairly huge. And we'll show you in this demonstration how this is fairly easy and easy to work with SQL, and that's what Carl will walk us through. So how do we build the solution? The solution is built, like I said, on top of data science virtual machine, and it leverages the ARM templates that is in Azure, that is provided by Azure. The solution is available globally, so you can select your deployment region, and the solution, the deployment is just with a few clicks of a button using your Azure subscription, and you have the solution ready to try in less than 15 minutes. Before I hand this off to Carl, I'll just show you really quickly how this is done. I'll share my screen. So you discover the hospital length of stay by going to gallery.cortanaintelligence.com and clicking on solutions, and then you'd be able to discover the hospital length of stay. You click the deployment button in here, and then you're greeted with the ability to deploy the solution using the Azure subscription. I'm going to quickly play a video that you can actually see how this works. Here you type in the deployment name, you give your subscription, you select the region, and over here I'm going to pick South Central US, and then I type in the description, which is totally optional, but this is a way for me to understand what this solution is about. Then I click the create button, and I'm greeted to the next screen, which actually asks me for a few more details, which is the username of the virtual machine that I'm provisioning, the password, and the name of the virtual machine, which I can type what I'd like given the constraints below. And then I also get to choose the size of the virtual machine. There are a number of choices, but I'm deciding to choose the standard DS3 V2. And then you click on the deploy button, and the deployment happens. And now once your deployment is complete, you are now able to see the deployed solution, and you're greeted with this message that says that your deployment is ready, and then you have all the connectivity information, and then you can log into the virtual machine. That's how simple this is. Okay, with this, I'd like to actually hand this off to Carl, who's going to take us to the nitty-gritty details of how the data science process works. And Carl?
Hi, everyone. Thanks, Bharat. So are you still sharing?
Yep.
Can you start? So I'll walk you first through the data science process step by step. This is just a high-level description. I will later on show you the actual code and demo that for you. So as in most of the machine learning processes, you start with importing your input data set to SQL, and then you have some pre-processing and feature engineering step. The pre-processing basically consists of missing value treatment. So in this solution, we actually replace the global the continuous variables that were missing with global means. And when discrete or character variables had missing fields, we replace them with the global mode of these variables. Feature engineering, we added actually some other variables. One is related to standardizing continuous variables, and the other one is related to computing the number of medical issues every patient has. So it's basically adding new variables that you want to use in a prediction model based on the variables that we have. So we get an analytic data set. Before building a prediction model that we want to use to predict the number of days a patient is likely to stay in the hospital, we will split our analytical data set into a training set and a testing set. The training set is used to train two different models. So here we trained random forest or gradient boosted trees. And then we tested them on a testing set, which is independent of the training set. After having tested them, we can evaluate the two models using some performance metrics, such as the mean absolute error. Given that, we can select the best model of the two. And then we have a new data set. We're in a context where we have a new patient coming in, and we want to predict the length of stay of this patient. And so we would use our selected model in order to make a prediction. Now, as Bharath explained to you, we are actually here leveraging SQL R services to be able to run, and Microsoft R Server, to be able to actually run things in SQL Server from our own data scientist workstation. So it's actually easy to do that. You first directly connect, you can link your workstation to the SQL Server by just specifying a connection string in R, where you would actually specify the server name, the database name, and some user ID and password. You would set the compute context to SQL, and then with this Rx set compute context function, and then you can run functions from a Microsoft R server that were built on top of R. And all these functions are actually well scalable, because they allow you to execute things in parallel across cores of one server or across different nodes of a cloud. And it does everything by loading data in memory chunk by chunk, and not by loading the whole data set, which actually decreases the memory limitation that you had in the past with OpenR. So what happens here is that the computation are executed in database, in SQL Server, and the results would come back to your workstation. Inversely, you can actually also run things from SQL Server. So imagine you deployed actually, you have your model, your prediction model that's residing in SQL Server, and you have an application that actually needs model. You can use what we call a stored procedure that's on SQL Server. The application will call it, and SQL Server will give it the results that it needs. And now this stored procedure can actually have an R code that's embedded inside it, and so you're actually bringing the power of Microsoft R Server and R to SQL Server directly. So just a practical way how to do this thing. So if you're on your R IDE, so as I explained, you can connect to a SQL Server section with a connection string, and by setting the compute context with this function called rxsetComputeContext. And you can also do basic transformations. So always when you want to do a transformation from a table in SQL to another, and put the output to another SQL table from our IDE, it's actually very simple. You can point with this Rx SQL Server data to an input table from SQL. You point to an output table that's empty. And with this Rx data step function, you have your in data that's the input, out file, it's the output, you override it. And you can add a bunch of other arguments here that will actually do some transformations on the input and write them in the output table. So everything will actually happen in SQL, but you write this code from your R, from R IDE in your workstation. You can also execute a SQL query from your own workstation with Rx DataStep. Now, inversely, if you are inside SQL, so if you're familiar with stored procedures are actually like functions where you can give a certain number of parameters. So the advantage here with SQL Server, our services, is that inside the core of the stored procedure, you can add a bunch of R code here. So you can see output data set, Rx function, etc. And you can also declare with this sentence here, declare at inquiry. What you actually do is you can import a data set as a data frame from a SQL table, and it will be an input data set in this R code. And you can add on it, you can act on it, and write everything to an output data set that will be actually written into a SQL table. So I will show you now a quick demo about all this stuff. So as Bharat explained, with Click Now, you can actually you can actually deploy a solution in a one click, and it will create a DSVM with the deployed solution. So I can connect to a DSVM. And so you get connected to the DSVM. You have on your desktop the hospital solution, and you can navigate to R or SQL R to actually view the code. So I have here the R code open. So it always starts with this SQL connection, where you actually, as I explained, specify a connection string, and you can specify the compute context, SQL or local. As I explained before, it all starts with actually putting the data in SQL, because here it's actually on disk, for example. So to do that, you would simply specify the variable types that you want. You have here the variable names and their types, factor, numeric, characters. And here you would actually point to the file that's on disk. You point to a SQL table where you want to write this with the connection string argument. And with this Microsoft R Server function, Rx data step, you directly take the data that's in the text and write it out in this output. And now your data will be in SQL. So now you can set the compute context to SQL and do whatever transformations you want to do. So it always starts with some data cleaning. So we want to determine if it has some missing values. So we have here a powerful function called RxSummary that can actually give you summary statistics about the data. It gives you the number of missing values for every variable. It also gives you let you compute actually the global means and the global modes. So here, once you get that, you can get what are the variables that are missing, that have missing values. And you can actually pre-process that. So the way to do that, one way to do that, is to actually compute the global modes and global means. So it can be computed either by using the RxSummary function or by using SQL queries, like you can see here. So what happens here is that with RxExecute SQL DDL, you can actually execute directly queries from your R screen, from your R IDE, can execute queries that happen in SQL. So we are creating here a table called modes. And for every variable, we're going to compute the mode and insert it in that table. We do the same with the means. And then we can actually, so I'll not go into all the details, but you can actually use this information, mode and mean, wrap them in a function that's called fill na mode mean, that's itself wrapped into this Rx data step function. It will take an input, which is the row data. The output would be a table that is cleaned, and it will actually clean that table by replacing the missing values with the mean or the mode and write them down out to that SQL table. The second step is feature engineering. I will show you this directly in SQL because you can actually always mix between SQL and R because you're writing to that same database. So the feature engineering, basically the way it's done is you have this stored procedure here, which has an input parameter input output, so you can specify the variable, the table's names. And what it does is that it would do this query actually and write it into an output view. So what we're doing in feature engineering, as I said before, we are standardizing a few variables, and you're also creating a new one here, which is called the number of issues, and it's actually the sum of those variables, which are flags indicating whether the person has a medical issue. So you have asthma, for example, you have some blood disorder variables. So these are binary variables, and by adding them, you can get a new variable called number of issues. So you have here your data that actually has new variables, and you want to create a prediction model. So in order to do that, you want to split your data set into a training set and a testing set. In order to do that, you can do it with this stored procedure here that's actually going to take randomly 70% of the IDs of the variable and put them into train ID, which actually contains all the IDs of the patients that will actually go to the training set. The rest will go to the testing set. So in the training part, so whenever you want to do machine learning stuff, R is more powerful than SQL. So here you can see the importance of actually embedding R code inside the SQL stored procedure. So you have a stored procedure here that will train a prediction model. So whenever we actually do that, create that model, it will insert it directly into a SQL table after serializing it. And so you can see here you have execute SP execute external script language R, and then you could put your R script directly into the SQL stored procedure. We can specify connection string and set the compute context to SQL. We can point here to the training set by using this train ID that I just talked about. We can specify what's the formula that we want to train. So by removing some variables that we do not want to include in the training. And then here we can either train a random forest or gradient boosted trees with these functions, RxZForest, RxFastForest, FastTrees. You specify the formula, you're acting on the training set, and you specify some other arguments for these two functions. And then we will serialize them with this serialize function, and you'll write them directly to this models table. Now, the scoring, you want to actually test these. So what you do is that also you embed an R code inside the SQL stored procedure. You point to a testing set. You do predictions with this RxPredict by using the serialized model that you just unserialized, and by doing a prediction on the testing set. And so RxPredict will actually directly write to this outdata forest prediction SQL. It will directly write to a SQL table the predictions that we got from that model on the testing set. Now, once you have those predictions, you want to do an evaluation of the two models. So we want to compute some performance metrics to see how well our models are behaving on a new data set, and you want to compare them to select the best one. So what we do here in this, R code embedded into a SQL stored procedure, what we want to do is compute some performance metrics, such as the mean absolute error, or also the coefficient of determination, R square. And so we write those performance metrics once they are computed to a SQL table. And you can see, for example, here, so you have this metrics table here. So we can query and see what's happening in here. So here is because I ran it twice, so I have like twice boosted trees, but you can basically look at those lines 2 and 3 here. So I have random forest boosted trees. We can see that the boosted trees has a lower mean absolute error of 0.36. with a quite good coefficient of determination, R square of 0.95, which means that you are doing quite well in predicting how many days a patient will stay in the hospital by using these boosted trees. So these boosted trees will then be selected, as I said earlier, and I'll hand off to Bharat to explain to you how So once you have this model, you can actually go ahead and use it on a prediction on a new data set. So you have a new patient coming in, and you want to predict using that model how much this patient will stay in the hospital. So you're in a production stage, and you want to use that model. So I'll hand off to Para.
Thanks, Carl. Now that we've heard the theory around how the solution was designed, let's see how we can take it into action. So we will look at the production data that was actually going to be used, allowing the hospital business administration folks to actually make a decision. I'm just going to adjust my screen so that you folks can see it. So what you have in here is, before I go in there, let's spend a few minutes in talking about how you're actually able to enable decisions based on the solution. We are leveraging Power BI to understand the needs and to make decisions, because once the data is actually in production, once you have a data set that you want to actually use with your live patients, you want to understand what can the decision makers actually do with this data. And Power BI provides a great visualization environment to do this. Power BI provides connectors to SQL Server, either natively or through ODBC connections. I'm only calling about SQL Server, but Power BI has connectivity to various other data sources. In this example, we will show how it actually connects to SQL Server to get the production data and then show the visualizations. It provides rich interactive visualizations that help you, that you can deploy within your organization. And then further, you will have multiple folks who actually review this for various reasons, and you can make it very interactive and slice it and dice it. So we have made it very easy for someone to try this solution, not only with a few clicks of a button. We also have the ability for you to view the solution, or rather the Power BI dashboard, right within the gallery. And here I'm just going to show you how that works. Over here, you do have the, under the click, the deploy button, you have the try it now option, which when you click, you would actually be taken into this report, which actually provides you a view of, let me resize this a little bit so that you can see it. Carl, you're able to see it? Yeah.
Are you sharing your screen?
Yep. About to share my screen. Just want to make sure that folks can see it. Great. So what you see here is actually the report that you can actually view directly from the gallery, the Cortana Intelligent Solutions, right when I showed the hospital length of stay below the deploy button is the try it now button. You can use that, and then you're presented with the report. There are two reports in here. The personas that we are catering in the solution are the Chief Medical Information Officer or the Chief Medical Officer who's responsible for taking care of the entire hospital, multiple wings, and also multiple hospitals in some cases. And then you also have the care line manager who's responsible for the ward. So let's look at how a CMIO would look at the report. The report here actually shows the total capacity available in the hospital in all of the hospitals that he is in charge of, the total number of patients, and then the average admits and the capacity to be admitted. It's interactive, like I said. You can select the specific unit that you want to look at. Here I was interested in looking at the behavioral one east, because that seemed to have the most number of relatively daily limits seem to be high depending on the size here. So I was interested in looking at that. I could either select over here or I could click it, and then the dashboard quickly updates itself and it tells me the total capacity that it's possible, but how much patient I have in here. Obviously, I'm serving more than I can because it's very typical in hospitals to admit when one of the wards is actually providing me more capacity. I'm also further able to see in this what's going on in here on types of the diagnosis that actually happens. Like, as you can see, there are a lot of patients which have iron deficiencies, psychological disorders, you have asthma, malnutrition, and so forth. The size of the boxes tell you the intensity of that. And again, not each patient has a single condition. This actually gives you multiple conditions across that is happening in that ward. Further, you can also look at, well, if I want to really look at the number of patients who are going to be discharged in 2 days, this allows me to just look at that particular threshold and then see the distribution across in various wards that have the patients who are going to be discharged in two days. What does this do to the hospital administration staff? Typically, the CMIO is responsible for both the patient care as well as ensuring the staff is the number of people needed in that particular ward are staffed appropriately. With this information, he or she can get the information needed to staff the respective medical staff. Typically, they would need specialty care folks in each of the wards. For example, in here, in Behavioral 1 East, in this particular case, required a lot more care for patients because there were a lot more staff needed because there were a lot more patients in there. So they could use this information and plan accordingly. This is how the CMIO would work, or rather use this report. And Carl mentioned running this production data, how they can actually determine when a patient actually gets discharged, and that is one example. The other example is for a care line manager. The care line manager you can think of as a person who's responsible for a particular ward. This is a little bit finer grain looking at it, in that particular ward, and seeing what kind of care is needed. It's very similar, but it's a little bit scoped down, if you will. So in here, for example, let's filter down and look at, let me just walk through the various pieces in here. As you can notice in here, for the care line manager, it gives you the vitals by patient. So the care line manager can really look at an individual patient and then figure out what help is needed or what kind of support or what kind of specialty care is needed for that. And over here, we have shown you some of the vitals that is typically looked at, like the gender, the BMI, the sodium, glucose, creatinine, pulse, and the predicted length of stay and the number of days the patient has been in here. So that tells you the patient has been, for example, for patient 368, the patient has been here for 1 day, but the predicted length of stay is about 3. And also it tells the care line manager, it looks like I have a lot of discharges happening on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so I really need to focus on getting adequate staff, which is typically the discharge nurses, on these 3 days. And that's how this is used. It also allows the care line manager to look at some of the help needed based on the chart on the right, depending on the patient condition, if they need more people or more staff, specifically on malnutrition. They can actually see in here that there are about 22 patients who have malnutrition, and so they can actually bring in those specialty folks in there. Similarly, they can look at also the ward. You can go and specifically look at one particular area, and you can also drill down on this. So you can imagine that this report is used by a care line manager that they are responsible for, which would be a wing. Then it also tells them to further drill down, just like the CMIO, for their particular ward, how many patients are discharged in 4 days, and it also gives you the specific patients so they can do the necessary visits and they can also plan accordingly. This is how we have built this report, and again, the Power BI is extremely customizable, and you can build the report in, it's fairly easy. You can, with the Data Science VM that we have provisioned, you have full ability for a Power BI desktop that you can launch. It is all included within the folder called the hospital, which has all the source code. You can use either our tools for Visual Studio, or you can use our studio for you to work with. I'm going to switch back to my presentation. So we really went through a lot of things in here, and then I want to quickly talk over some of the, to summarize the conversation we had today. We went through a solution template that allows you to deploy the hospital length of stay really quickly from the Cortana Intelligence Gallery. It's really like three clicks. You'd click the deploy button, you enter in the information needed to deploy, and then you also get the, once the solution is deployed, you get an automatic message to your inbox on your registered Azure subscription, and then the virtual machine is ready for you to use. You fire up the virtual machine and you have detailed instructions on how to walk through each one of them. Like we have the persona of a business analyst, in this case it would be the Calline manager or the CMIO, or you also have the details of a data scientist, which Carl actually worked through, and then you also have the developer view in it. So I urge you to give it a try. This solution was brought together by the following folks in the MRS team, which is Sherry, the software engineer who works on the team, Shinwei, who's the data science manager, Carl, who introduced, and myself. In addition, we have the data science team, which provides us the ability to deploy these solutions as well. So in terms of next steps and what you can do with this, you can try the hospital length of solution, hospital length of stay yourself by clicking in on the link. You can send us your feedback. We are constantly improving it. We have taken feedback from people who have tried it, and we have made improvements to it. This solution was developed using MRS 9.01, I believe, that was released last December. That's what I believe. And then we would update these two to the later versions. That's in our plan. The other solutions that you can actually try are the marketing campaign optimization, which we launched as well, which uses a very similar experience like what we showed today, SQL Server, as well as we have released it for HD Insight. We're having a webinar on that coming up at the end of this month, and I'm hoping you folks would join. Send us your feedback so that we can tailor it for your needs. And we also have the following solutions. One is the loan credit risk, and the other one is fraud detection, both of which are targeted towards both SQL Server with our services and HD Insight. All of our solutions are very easy to use, and they follow the same template that we shared with you today. I'm looking forward to actually connecting with you folks again in the future. Carl?
Thank you, everyone, for joining. If you have more questions, you can ask them, and you can go ahead and answer.
Yeah, we'll stay here for a few more minutes, and then we'll answer any questions.
Sure.
Thank you. Let me do the following because we have a number of questions in here and we figured that this may be useful for everyone. Let me go through some of the questions that we have received to date and I'll just work through them. A question was asked about can we share the recording and the slide deck? Both of these would be available to you at the end of the session and you'll have access to the entire deck. The next question was around how can you actually use this, or rather, what were the licensing terms? The virtual machine, or for you to try out, all you need is a Azure subscription that allows you to deploy the solution. The Data Science VM itself has development copies of the various tools, so you won't be charged for any licensing for that, but compute only. However, if you decide to use this in production, then the typical licensing for both SQL Server or any of the other tools would apply. The next question that I had was, does R Server, is it included on the on-premise version? Yes, the R Server is included on the on-premise version. You have to enable it. It's available in version SQL Server 2016. So when you configure it, when you set it up, you have the option, just like you add additional tools to, besides the SQL Server engine, you can add R services to it. Let me look at Carl, do you want to take any of the questions that you answered?
So I think some people were asking about getting the code.
Yeah.
So it's actually public and GitHub.
Yeah, have on the presentation the link to the hospital length of stay. When you click on it, you're taken to the solution, and on the right-hand side at the bottom, there are links to the GitHub. Also, getting started, the quick start tutorials, and so forth. So all of that information is available. The entire source code is published in GitHub as well for you to try. We also have information for you to actually take the solution and deploy it offline, and you can try it too. It's not as, it takes you additional steps, but it's certainly possible. So there was a question around what were the biggest challenges in predicting the LOS. Carl, what do you think were the challenges and in doing this?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge was actually to get an actual real data set, because, you know, in healthcare, it's quite challenging to get data because of privacy concerns.
Sure.
So lots of hospitals are actually reluctant to share real actual data sets about patients.
Thank you. So what were the challenges that were faced in deploying the random forest algorithm? Carl, do you want to answer that? What were the challenges that were faced in deploying the random forest algorithm?
Yeah, so as I explained to the person who asked it, like the deployment itself is very well done with Microsoft R Server because it scales well. It can run like different, it can train at the same time different trees across the cores or the nodes of one server, which is actually quite fast training.
Okay. I think we covered most of the questions. Was there anything else, Carl, that you want to? Yeah, there's one more question here. Which RID is being discussed? And it came a couple of times in here. we have the ability, when you deploy the data science virtual machine, we install, it comes pre-installed with Visual Studio Community Edition with R tools for Visual Studio. You are welcome to, of course, install RStudio and also work with it, because this would just, it would work. Once you install RStudio, you point to the directory if you're familiar where the solution is, you add the files, and then this would work both in RStudio as well as Visual Studio, which is, we have the plugin for RStudio, R tools for Visual Studio. And that comes in with the Data Science VM.
So a lot of people were actually asking questions about why we decided to train those two particular models. So this was actually just to showcase you how to use Microsoft R Server with SQL Server procedures. And these two models usually work pretty well or quite fast to train. But of course, for your problems, you should try many different types of models and then select the best. We just wanted to illustrate how to use them, actually.
The question on the R Server versions available on Azure, do we use memory-optimized VMs or compute-optimized VMs? We do have certain class of problems like deep neural nets that you want, we do have specialized VMs that allow you to take advantage of the GPUs. You also have Azure VMs that need, depending on the need for your data, you can actually, like I showed you earlier on, you can either choose the default one that we have done for this hospital length of stay, but you're welcome to actually, we have a plethora of options that you can actually use to choose from. Really depends on your data set and how much you plan to use it. The ones that we have chosen is actually to get you a good experience both for the data set that we have and also from a deploy time. Thank you, everyone, again for joining today's session. We are looking forward to having you again for our next set of solutions that we are planning to deploy and showcase. Thanks again.
Yes, thank you, Bharath and Carl, for the great presentation. Just as a reminder to everyone, we'll be sending out the slides and the link to the recording of the session via email over the next 2 days. Please take a moment to fill out the survey question on your screen. Your feedback really helps us to improve our webinars. Thank you again, everyone, for joining us, and have a great day.